same building.
Okay.
Well, it started, it'll show up here.
Sure. Why don't we do that? Call the meeting to order, the Village River Forest Historic Preservation Commission for Thursday, April 25th, 2024.
All right. Commissioner Mur. Commissioner Raina Ogden. Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Here.
Commissioner Forehand.
Here.
Chairman Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Sager. And just for the record, our IT system is down, so we don't need the mics, just speak loudly. And same for the members of the audience. Feel free to move on up when it's the time for the public hearing or comments. So working on that.
Commissioner Raina Ogden has indicated that he would be joining us at some point via Zoom. Therefore, we will need to vote to allow him to participate and vote via Zoom. Is there any discussion?
I'll just move on.
Is there a motion?
I move to include Commissioner Raina Ogden in our meeting by Zoom.
I second.
Right. Commissioner Graham White.
Yes.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Yes.
Commissioner Forehand.
Yep.
Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Yes.
Okay, public comment. Is anyone here not to speak about 214 Gale or 604 Bonnie Bray? Seeing that there are no other members of the public who have appeared, have you received anything via email?
No.
Next, approval of the meeting minutes for March 28th. Does anyone have any comments or corrections?
No.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Luke?
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Yes.
All right, next. Public hearing respecting the certificate of appropriateness for demolition of a garage at 214 Gale.
Thanks, feel free just to sit right there.
Swear them in.
Yes, I do. If you guys want to stand up and raise your right hand, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and only the truth?
Yes.
All right. I would just like to read some stuff into the record regarding the public hearing. The legal notice was put in on the April 10th Wednesday Journal. The sign was put out on April 10th as well, and the certified mailers to all properties within 500 meters of the home. So both meetings are open.
Do you folks have any presentation you'd like to do beyond the materials we already have?
Nothing beyond the materials. The materials, I think, speak for themselves. Thank you, commissioners, first of all, for being commissioners for the village. I think that it's very helpful for us as a very historically preserved area to be able to have commissions, as we don't have any other. This is the garage. We
if that's not historic.
Yes. we want to replace it with something that will have a more appealing perspective, similar to our home, somewhere consistent with the historical view of our home. We're asking you to be able to help us do.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions or comments?
It's certainly not a historical garage. Doesn't seem to, certainly wasn't built at the time of the house. I have no problems with it.
Seeing no further.
It's, you know, I know it's outside of my purview, but what you put up is whatever. Pretty much more, but I do like that you are going to replicate or put up something that matches the house. I think that's great. This is a lot of money. It's a big investment, but so I appreciate that. And also,
oh yeah,
thank you for Maybe I should mention this later.
Indeed.
So that's all I have.
No other questions or comments. Is there a motion to grant a certificate of appropriateness for the demolition of the existing garage to 14 Gale?
I so move that we grant.
Is there a second?
Second.
Luke.
Commissioner Graham White?
Aye.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand?
Aye.
Chairman Franek?
Aye.
Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
This passes.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. It looks great.
Thank you. And come and see the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Review. Okay. That ends the public hearing portion of our meeting. Now, the review of an application for a certificate of appropriateness with respect to 604 Bonnie Bray. We are looking at this solely for the purposes of whether we want any additional information. We're not talking about the merits. So is there something that you would like to see that isn't part of what was attached to our packet? Carly, can you just
Sorry.
Unfortunately, we don't. We're microphone-less.
There isn't a photo here, is there? Have you gotten one?
Seems like there were some photographs in the initial.
So we had this came before the commission once before, and it has come back again. So that's the rear of the property or the side of the property. Carla, let me know if you'd like me to swing it around to the front or anything.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, it came in front of us last year for a completely different set of proposed alterations.
There might be a little bit better view we had back here. Oh, no, the brush is there. Go ahead. I think the addition is sort of back here.
Certainly the package submitted, it looks looks like you're ready to go. But I think it's plenty for us to review.
It's for a review subsequently.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion about whether the package is complete? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the application as complete, not on the merits?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Commissioner Graham White?
Aye.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand?
Aye.
Chairman Franek?
Aye.
Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
And we'll see you next month.
Yes.
Right here next week.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
If I may, I want me to talk about the statements of economic interest.
Yeah, there are a couple of things. Actually, why don't we add that to the other business?
Okay.
At the end.
Great idea.
Is there anything with respect to promotion of Route 4's architecture and history? Jan, House War?
Oh, yeah. So this is in the Wednesday Journal, April 24th. And Lacey Sikora did a really nice job covering this is the Historical Society House Walk that's coming up Sunday, May 5th. It's Tales Our Houses Tell, and it's the one where every other year it's in River Forest. So this year it's going to be south of the tracks, four houses on Gale and one on Keystone. And so I don't know how to say the owner's last name, but their home on Gale was featured on the front page in the home section. And so always thank you to all the homeowners who open up their homes for several hours for people to tromp through. So this will be kind of fun. Then the other homes, there are actually four on Gale and then this big one on Keystone. I believe this is one on Keystone. Mm-hmm. So yeah, tickets are online. They don't have a limit on tickets. Pick up your ticket at the community center if you pre-order. I think it's $5 more if you buy day of, but that's fine. A lot of sales days. You never know what the weather's. Some people will wait. So there you are. But I thought I mentioned that our people doing the teardown in the new garage are very generously show their home.
And this is something where people get to go inside these homes as opposed to just the sidewalk look and a detailed enunciation.
Yeah. So I might share that.
Anything else regarding promotion of workforce architecture in this room? Discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties. Any new ideas? Okay, other business. Or a couple of things that were left over from our last meeting. One was some questions several commissioners had with respect to whether or not individual commissioners need to file a statement of economic interest with the state.
So I did some research, and then I came across that until 2020, the Village of River Forest had no formal policy regarding statements of economic interest. They just went by the state statutes, and I'll just read this directly from the memo. Per Section 101.5 of the Illinois Governmental Ethics Act, the following individuals are required to file a statement of economic interest each year: elected officials and appointees to elected offices, members of the Zoning Board of Appeals, the Plan Commission, Development Review Board, members of boards, committees, and commissions which have the authority to expend public funds and take final action, and certain village employees, like Matt has to file it. In reviewing the roles of the remaining village commissions, the only ones that make both final decisions and have the authority to expend public funds are the Board of Fire Police Commissioners, the Police Pension Board, and the Fire Pension Board. The Ethics Commission and the Historic Preservation Commission make final decisions, but do not have the authority to expend public funds. So originally, I did not realize it was an and of public funds and final say, essentially. So I thought everyone would have to submit it. So I think originally I was wrong until I kept digging deeper at the April 20th, 2020 Village Board meeting. A commissioner in town complained about filing the statements of economic interest. And like I said, there was no formal policy at the time. And then the Village Board discussed it. And at the May 2026 meeting, they voted in consensus to require by ordinance all commissioners in the village to have to submit them, and the ordinance would supersede. I think it's like another layer of the state statutes. And that's ordinance 3809. And then in 2022, the village made an ethics code and ordinance 3861. And that further solidified that everyone needs, if you're on any commission, everyone needs to file it.
But I know Dave was concerned about having to put a lot of personal financial information. Dust said this is public.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
But when you read through it, I don't think we're really required to list every stock, bond, financial.
Last year, when it said about assets over, like stocks over $10,000, I just put stock in it, and I'm putting that again. But because it's public, I did look at some other people's reports, and they mentioned names of public companies, but did not mention the amounts. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm not going to go there unless somebody asks. Anyway, so that's how she did hers.
It's from what you're reading, Luke, It sounds as if the village has elected to become more strict than the underlying state statute.
Yes.
My understanding is that the purpose is to determine whether someone is having the ability to make final decisions regarding voting and the expenditure of public funds in a way that they could benefit because they have an ownership interest. So that, for instance, this would be applicable in terms of stock, as I understand it, only if you have shares in a particular company. If, in fact, your investments are in a mutual fund or a publicly traded indexed fund or any one of these ETFs or any one of these various things where a number of assets are bundled together to even out the highs and lows, then that's separate and distinct. That's not something you get disclosed. I also, understand what Carla is saying, that there's nothing there that says as to the amounts of anything. It's just, okay, I've got shares in XYZ, assuming that I'm part of a commission that has the ability to finally designate and approve village funds. I think that's the purpose. If that's what the village is doing, that's what the village is doing. I don't know to what extent that would be problematic for individual commissioners and ours or other commissions.
In past years, I've gotten an email, I think, from the village regarding that. I haven't seen anything this year. Have you guys gotten?
I filled it out, but think it was on the fourth notice.
Okay. I haven't seen any of that.
So the way it comes out,
check on that for me.
Yes, I will check on that.
Thank you.
I think mine came directly. And mine would have come directly from Cook County.
Cook County.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cook County.
Because
Cook County Board of Ethics, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how mine comes.
I'm sure it started before 2020.
Oh, there's no question.
You've been doing that forever.
For a long time.
I think I recall in the memo. I didn't print out the full thing, that, and then the minutes of the next meeting, President Aducci says it's been an informal policy sort of type of thing that everyone files it for since, or she mentioned it in the minutes, I think.
Yeah, there's an idea. But thank you for all of that.
Yeah,
I don't want to be a non-conform.
And I do not know what level of specificity they are looking for.
I got no money. Got $15 fine. But thank you. Thank you for bird dogging that and
thanks.
Helping us.
All of the mighty economic power that we wield on this.
I wish. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Additionally, one of the things we also talked about the last meeting is just sort of a reminder is that at some point in time during the summer, we'll vote on the preservation awards. And so if you see something that you think is recent and worthy, knock on the door. Talk to Luke, maybe Luke can contact him.
I think that went out on social media tonight, too.
Okay.
The first post about it.
Oh, great.
So, and it'll be in social media every weekend, every newsletter from here on out.
Okay, super. And I was wondering if we would get more applications, if it somewhere suddenly stated it doesn't have to be a grand mansion or something. You know, any home size or anything. modest.
Yeah.
I'll have to look in. The application is a little, I reviewed it last year, but it's a little, I just kind of changed the dates on it. So I can look into it and see if there's anything that suggests otherwise. And I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, thanks.
Is there anything else to discuss? Is there a motion to adjourn?
No move.
Is there a second?
That's all second.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yeah.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Commissioner Forehand?
Aye.
Chairman Franek?
Aye.
Commissioner Sager?
Yeah.
Meeting adjourned.